Destruction and the Brahma Kumaris. In 83, the first time I went to London to meet that janky, I stayed in a private home. On a wall, there was an Indian poster of the cycle, with an explanation below in large print in English, telling the final destruction will take place in 76. It made me laugh. These people had a good sense of humor, saying to everybody, "Do not believe everything that is written." I doubt that this poster remained long on the wall. Several dates for destruction have been announced in the history of BKs. The Second World War, 50, 76, 84, the year 2000, next year, and so on. Now, after many mistakes, the BKs are more cautious, as the date for the beginning of Golden Age is getting closer and closer. In theory, in 20 years, now they tend to say that maybe the Age of Confluence could last more than 100 years. For more details on the subject, you may consult the well-informed site of Robin Ramsey from Australia. More about brahmakumaris.org. I always liked the idea of the cycle of time. It's fascinating. It is logical and answers many questions. When one accepts it, one feels very safe from that notion. You know where you are coming from, and you know where you are going. Contrary to many people, I loved especially the exact repetition of the cycle. Probably because I had interesting and good previous lives. When we take the course, we are presented with the destruction as an essential part of the arrival of paradise. No destruction, no paradise. This world is presented to us as incurable, irrecoverable, irreparable, deeply demonic. The place of Ravan, the devil. The whole notion of the cycle is based on the idea that it will get worse and it has to be stopped, just as a terminally ill patient who should be unplugged to avoid more suffering. It's very logic. In short, we are told that destruction is a service to humanity. We are told that 7.4 billion people have to die and return to the soul world in order to have the Golden Age. There is no other solution. For 30 years, I had a lot of pleasure teaching the cycle. As a good BK, very diplomatically, I insisted more about the Golden Age than the horrors of the period of transformation. And when people would ask about duration, I was doing some elegant skating, declaring that God was not good with number, and that 5,000 years for the duration of the cycle was probably symbolic. Having studied geology, I knew that many artifacts on Earth are much more older than that. When talking about entropy in the cycle, we forget to mention that in history, there have been many worse horrors than those we know today. For example, an estimated 500,000 people have been killed in public in the Colosseum in Rome, and 1 million animals. It was a normal reality show of that era. But killing people for fun is only accepted now in video games or movies. In addition, overall crime is decreasing in many countries, and hundreds of thousands of organizations of all kinds are working around the world to make our life better. This does not appear much in the news. It is not dramatic enough. In addition, we currently own recipes to cure cancer and technologies to extract free energy directly from empty space. We even have now flying saucers, like the aliens. If we want, we have everything to make our world better. In short, this concept of entropy, that everything is getting worse, including souls, is not true. It is just an argument to justify destruction. This idea of destruction is repeated again and again in many movies. In a recent one, I noted down 20 direct and indirect references to destruction and death. It is suggested again and again. It is omnipresent. Usually nobody pays any more attention, and everyone accepts it as an inevitable reality. On the top of that, Mulies repeat the idea that everyone is responsible for destruction, that we are the actors. We became programmed to think that destruction is an excellent thing, that we must encourage it, provoke it. In several Aviat Mulies, each one is encouraged to fix a date for destruction, to make effort to start it quickly, to think of the service that we are going to render to Earth by causing the almost complete annihilation of humanity. Of course, we are never told the details of that period. That remains very vague. But what is certain is that in 20 years, it will be paradise. Reading the Muli to our friendly little group on a Sunday morning, it struck me. We were encouraged to transform ourselves more quickly, so that the destruction happens faster. Even if I already knew it, I realized that Gyan, our knowledge, was actively promoting destruction. I mentioned to the group that personally, I refused completely that idea. But the cycle is always identical. Is it possible to advance or postpone the date? Not really. And if the cycle happened billions of times already, God should know the exact date, is it not? He should not make mistakes in announcing it. We are told that the deeper the meditation, the more our vices are destroyed, and the more the destruction of the Iron Age increased. This very strange association is completely opposed to the love for humanity felt before, during, and after yoga experiences. Yet some bhikkhus are happy with disasters because they see them as a sign of progress. The more we meditate for peace, and the more there are supposed to be problems. It's a very strange concept. So, if I understand correctly, the more I am in contact with God, the more love and good wishes there are for humanity, and the more wars and catastrophes there are. The logic of this logic is for me a mystery. Have you ever heard of schizophrenia? If this is true, the contrary should also be true. Therefore, to have peace on earth without destruction, we should have special meditation to generate disasters and wars, and we should stop transforming ourselves. Various expressions are used merely for destruction. If the same expression were used constantly, the Brahma Kumaris could overdose with that idea of destruction. So many phrases and pictures are used to constantly suggest the destruction, often with double meanings. For example, you are the donors of liberation and liberation in life. To give liberation in life means helping soul to improve. But to liberate the souls, is it not a fancy way of saying that we will release them from the burden of their bodies, thus killing them? I asked Brother Charlie in Montreal, but he did not understand my question. It was probably my English. I did not insist. You have to fix a date for completion. The term completion in English means fulfillment, perfection, achievement, closing, as if the goal was finally reached. In other words, you must set a date for the destruction to be complete. That way, your job will be done. Do you hear the cries of devotees? Do you not want to help them by giving them mukti, liberation? Or you have to drop an atomic bomb? Or you, elevated souls, become instrument to open the gates to liberation, and other ones will receive the inheritance of liberation. In the Muni of the 15.181, a fly was revolving around the medium. And Mbabdada said, just like this fly wanders around, and you are all thinking to grant it liberation. Similarly, do your thoughts for the devotees are as intense? Killing someone is deeply against human nature. It is well known in psychology that for a human being to agree to kill another, you must first reduce the image of the victim. The murderer will then think that it is a service to the victim or to the society. In Nazi camps and Vietnam, future victims were called rats. Here, they are compared with flies. Everything evolves. I ask some people with responsibility in the Canadian government if there were some problems killing children in Afghanistan. I got several times the answer, no. Anyway, they are future terrorists. Recently, we were told we are the masters of nature, and we should command her to use a big broom of natural disasters. So I made special meditation to thank Mother Nature again and again and ask her to forgive us, to stay quiet, and to protect humans, even if they are not perfect. In a class of the 12th March 2016, Jain Tiben was talking of the big washing machine of nature. This seems to be a good joke, because it made her laugh. Who are the dirt we have to get rid of? Our children? Our friends? We are told that we will reach our destination. In Sakar Muli's, it was said that the bodies will make very good fertilizer for the golden age. Can you imagine your mother and father in the form of fertilizer in the garden of Lakshmi? In the Murli of the 19.381, it was said, Ravan, Satan, is your friend who works very hard for you as a scientist abroad. So, if I understand correctly, I am a Bikkhu. I am becoming an angel. I am in contact with God to find myself on the same side as Satan, Ravan. K. Can someone explain me this strange association? I probably did not read the small print of my original big contract. I wonder if there is a relation between Shankar and Ravan. Maybe. In many Sakarmulis, this organization is called a Yagya, a sacrificial fire, adding that in this sacrificial fire, the whole world will be sacrificed. When you think about it, it's really a strange expression. Sacrificing 7.4 billion people in the fire. It is a little bit primitive. To whom or to what are they going to be sacrificed? To what kind of god? Some reptilians? It looks like the Christian people who are programmed to eat and drink the body and blood of Christ, without realizing that it is a satanic ritual. Very often, very diplomatically, now destruction is called transformation. You have to speed up the establishment. And the spiritual bomb will be released from your center, early of the 16182. I recently told Atam Prakash that I have a hard time to accept that the sublime light, filled with love and gentleness, could possibly want destruction of so many people. He told me that we must not look at it like that, but we have to consider that God wants a change. Sorry, I do not understand the subtle difference. When you divide 7.4 billion lost and unrecoverable poor suffering souls by a little bit less than a million biki, we get about 8,000. In other words, each biki wishing destruction, or even golden age, wants the deaths of 8,000 people to be able to dance in the happiness of paradise. These same people in everyday life will not hurt a butterfly and will organize from the bottom of their heart all kinds of great programs to bring peace and happiness on earth. The vast majority of BKs are excellent people who want to help humanity, who are vegetarian, non-violent, and send a lot of good wishes to all. At the same time, by a kind of schizophrenia, dissociation of consciousness, they think that it is normal that all these people disappear in great suffering. In a recent Merli, God reassured everybody by saying that BKs will not suffer and will leave their body voluntarily in meditation. Phew! But let us apply the law of karma. When someone wishes the golden age, he personally wished the liberation of 8,000 people. He wished that 8,000 people die, which means a lot of suffering. Logically, in return, he should experience some of their suffering. Personally, I am not interested. It is fascinating to look at the logic of destruction, to observe how a good person can be interested in spirituality, relationship with God, meditation, to finally accept that God fervently hopes that 99.99% of the global population disappears, if, indeed, the inhabitant of the earth suffer that much, he have no fun living here. We should see mass suicides per millions. But in reality, even in extreme condition, souls choose to live. Who am I to tell a single mother who does her best to raise their family, that it will be better that she disappears with their children. It will be better for her, for me, and for the planet. This reminds me of the little demonstration of logic. 1. Cheap horses are rare. 2. Rare horses are expensive. 3. Therefore, cheap horses are expensive. A few days ago, I read a citation for the Bible about the old regulation for the price of slaves and the treatment for girls sold by their fathers. It seems incredible for us now that people were accepting that as God's words. But if Lokics will read some passages of the Merlis, they will be very surprised. This is probably why the Merlis, supposed to be the universal words of God, are available in the West only on secure sites, away from the eyes of the common people. I would like to mention that among the all wonderful qualities that BKs promote, I have never seen the very important quality named logic. Why? Why Merlis mention the heart all the time and never mention logic? Imagine for a minute that this BKWSU institution is an hospital and that you are working there very hard as a doctor. You are focused on the health of your patient and are happy to see them leaving the facility in better shape. And everybody around you wish the same. And one day you learn that, in reality, the main hidden objective of the hospital is to see everybody dead, including the staff. What will you think?